Hi,
this is Take Charge Your Health with Corinne Fornari, clinical nutritionist, clinician assistant, and Carol Peterson, pharmacist.
Listen, learn, and I hope you enjoy the show. Bye.
Welcome back. This is Take Charge of Your Health with Corinne Fornari, clinical nutritionist and physician assistant, and my co-host, Carol Peterson, pharmacist. Every week, we present you with new and creative ways to help you make sense of health information. With years of clinical experience between us and research into traditional and cutting-edge technologies, we give you practical information to help you take charge of your health. Welcome back. We're having a unique show. I'll explain it to you in one second. I'm here with my co-host,
Carol Peterson.
And the uniqueness of today's show, and this is the second time in 20 years I've done this and requested this, I've had someone come back right away the next show to continue our conversation. And that is Doris King. So if you're listening to this, I really want you to go into the archives and listen to last week also. Because if you think this is important, wait till you add the two together. And what Doris King, and the reason why it was so important for me to request that Doris come back on with us is because Doris embodies what we're attempting to focus on in our show. And she embodies that whole attitude of taking charge, taking control, taking back your health. I was this week, you know, in preparing for today, I was listening to many of her YouTubes, and she has a whole channel, and it is on youtube.com/Doris King Online. I had a little trouble getting there, but now I know how to get there. It's youtube.com/Doris King Online. But in watching her videos, her interaction with the listener, with the people who are calling her and requesting help, is just so impressive and so heartwarming and so heartfelt. I really hope you go to some of those videos and watch them, and you'll understand what I'm talking about. A little bit about her history, and then Carol will introduce her and tell us about her books. But her history is that she had bipolar disorder. She had it severely with schizophrenia. She was hearing voices from the time she was 16. And then I heard that her explaining that at 29, she was in a home because she couldn't take care of herself. Her disability, her mental disability, had become so severe that she was incapable of daily functioning. And then she said, "Is this the way I want to live the rest of my life?" And at that point, she started studying, learning, and working, and literally changed her life, and is now going about changing many others' lives. So, Carol, could you introduce Doris King to us and to the audience?
Thank you. It's my pleasure. So, I was introduced to Doris King by a longtime friend and somebody I've done a lot of consultation with. She said, "You have to look at her books." And I looked at her bipolar book at the time. Doris, just to recap last week, we talked about the importance of progesterone, number one, for the treatment of mental disorders, and we talked also about methylation and methylfolate as a powerful addition to what she started out with. So Doris has a BS in psychology, and she's got over 7,000 direct contact hours with adults and children with some of these disturbed mental functioning. So she's got a lot of experience she's sharing with everybody, so I'm delighted to have her here again. We left this off with a question I had. So there's a very famous psychiatrist, Abe Hoffer, who was practicing in Canada, and he used niacin for the treatment of schizophrenia. He also used large doses of vitamin C. So my question to Doris had been what she thought about Dr. Hoffer's opinion that schizophrenia was the result of faulty adrenaline metabolism. So welcome back to our show, Doris. We're so impressed with the information you've been sharing with us. So do you want to address the question we left hanging?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And Corinne, I feel so honored that I'm only the second guest in 20 years to get a back-to-back interview.
It's
so
true.
Thank you. I'm on a cloud. Thank you. And Carol, I'd love to address that question. So with Dr. Hoffer believing that schizophrenia was linked to faulty adrenaline metabolism, definitely that is a part of it. And the reason that Dr. Hoffer's methods worked is because vitamin C in large doses of about 2,000 to 3,000 milligrams is a great reducer of adrenaline. And that's why he was able to get a positive effect in his patients, because he was cutting down their adrenaline, giving large doses of vitamin C. And niacin is a helper in methylfolate activation. And methylfolate activation is disturbed in schizophrenia, and that's why that was so effective. And fatty acids are also depleted when we're stuck in fight or flight, and we talked about that process last time, and that's why high doses of fatty acids were also helping schizophrenia. I remember Corinne said during the last interview that Dr. Hoffer didn't want to say a cure, and I think he didn't want to say a cure because at that time, we didn't fully understand why was adrenaline production out of control. You know, why were fatty acids so low? And so a lot of times, if we don't know why, it's difficult to say that this is the thing. But everything that Dr. Hoffer proposed and what he did, it falls in line with the underlying cause. And I don't think that faulty adrenaline metabolism is the problem. The problem is the body has a problem with being stuck in fight or flight, and therefore the body is releasing too much adrenaline. So the metabolism isn't the problem. The problem is the constant release. And that's what's going on in mania, in attention deficit disorders, in schizophrenia, and in bipolar disorder. It's not the metabolism in. The body knows how to get rid of adrenaline, but the body doesn't know how to shut it off. Because being stuck in fight or flight, which we discussed, causes the constant release of adrenaline, so much so that the body cannot keep up with the metabolism of it. So what Dr. Hoffer was doing by offering large doses of vitamin C, he was helping the body out by reducing adrenaline, helping out with the metabolism, even though he didn't know why the levels were so high. So Dr. Hoffer really did great work. And he actually was doing preventative medicine and treatment because that is still more effective than some of the conventional options that are out there because it was addressing the underlying cause.
That's impressive. One of the things you did mention that we didn't talk about too much last week was the supplement SAM-E as a possibility for treatment of these mental disorders. Can you touch on that, what your experience has been with that?
Yes, my experience with SAM-E has been amazing. And a lot of things that I talk about, they're personal. I know about being stuck in fight or flight because I was stuck in fight or flight for nearly 3 or 4 decades. I know what it feels like to have unregulated adrenaline. And I know what it feels like to go to the doctor and my doctor, my cortisol would be through the roof. Mm-hmm. And I would ask my doctor, why is my cortisol through the roof? And they would say, are you stressed about something? And I said, no, I'm not. I'm actually pretty calm. This is something going on in my body. I didn't know about the vitamin C or Dr. Hoffer. That would have helped a lot. But I didn't know that Sammy was required to stop the fight or flight process. I always understood the HPA axis, that in order for that process to shut down, that cortisol was needed. That is taught all the time. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, my cortisol is sky high, so why isn't it shutting off? And then through research, I found out that SAMe, S-adenosylmethionine, also needed to be present in order for cortisol to send its message. And so what we're seeing in mental illness is, and if anyone listening out there has had sky-high cortisol that the doctors didn't know what was causing it, I want to encourage you to look into using SAMe as a supplement, because SAMe will help your body to respond properly to cortisol so that your fight or flight can turn off and so that your body can stop making adrenaline.
Now, many of the people listening might not have had a blood test showing sky-high adrenaline. So what would
Or cortisol.
So what would the symptoms, what would they experience as symptoms so they can extrapolate that this might be a possibility?
Great question. Some of the symptoms that you will experience if you're stuck in fight or flight, you can have high white blood cell counts. You may have an autoimmune disease, ADHD, mania, poor impulse control, racing thoughts, nervousness, irritability, rage, prone to nervous breakdowns, insomnia, and many other symptoms. But those are really common. When your body is flooded with adrenaline, these things will be present.
Now, let me ask you this, because this is very real. Right now, we're in a very stressful time. And I could list many, many pieces of it, but let's go to the base of it. The base is economic. Many of us aren't working or can't work. Many of us are worried about our parents or our children potentially becoming ill. Many of us, husbands and wives, have lost their jobs, and it's very possible that those jobs will not come back. So there is a stress response there as we're trying to figure out our life, okay? But even within that type of stress response, are we able or capable of pulling out of this cortisol adrenaline surge so that then we can focus on solutions rather than just be reactive to what is happening?
Great point, Corinne. Yes, we can pull out of this, because there is a physical component to stress. And so with everything that's going on around us, with the economy, with our families, with our jobs, there is a physical component, and by having the SAMe that your body needs, your body will be able to meet the demands of the stress that's in your life. It's not enough to want to tackle the stress in your life. We have to want to. We have to be motivated to do it. That's part of it. But the other part is that our body has to be equipped for it. And SAMe, it helps to alleviate anxiety. It will give you clear focus and allow you to organize your life and make sense of the stress and not be consumed by it. If your body isn't making the SAMe that it needs, stress will consume you. You can have nervous breakdowns, psychotic snaps, and you become ill-equipped to deal with stress. And we see it all the time in mental health conditions. We actually expect it, but there are a group of people who don't have mental health diagnoses. They still are stuck in fight or flight. They have the anxiety part of it, And, you know, we'll say it's because of the economy, it's because of the virus, this is what's going on, we'll rationalize. Yes, these are stressful things, but our bodies are designed to be able to meet whatever stress is present. And so if you're willing to meet the stress in your life and you're still unable to tackle it, that is an indicator that something physical is going on, and it's likely that your body's emergency response system is broken and SAMI is needed to turn it off and properly regulate it. No one tells us about SAMI. No one.
No.
Just usually anti. Very, I never heard of it, you know.
Yeah.
And it's needed. It's so important. So people are walking around with very high adrenaline, very high cortisol, and they are stuck in a panic mode. And you cannot come out of it. It's physical. Even if you want to come out of it, there are things that people do. They may practice yoga or meditation and do other things which can help. But when we have physical conditions, we must address them with physical means. And SAMI is so important. I cannot stress that enough, especially since I was somebody who needed it for years and didn't know about it. And it's the missing piece for not only being able to process stress, but also for autoimmune diseases, many of them.
That's important.
I remember.
You do a lot of coaching for people on your YouTube channels, and you've written quite a few little booklets on Amazon, easy to find. I wonder if you could tell us some stories, integrate this into some stories of your experience with people and how they've been able to change their circumstances with supplementing what's missing when your body's exhausted really from its own natural functioning and can't do it anymore. Do you have some stories you could tell us?
Absolutely. I always tell the people that I work with that you don't even have to understand the science of it, but when there is a deficiency and you provide your body with the missing nutrients or hormones, your body will heal. And I have helped women shrink their fibroids because they've had low progesterone. Mm-hmm. I've helped women who have had a history of miscarriages in the first trimester. They had no idea why. Just by taking progesterone cream, they were able to sustain their pregnancy until the second trimester when the placenta takes over. Of course, I've helped people to come out of chemical sadness, which I call clinical depression. It's when your body is making you feel sad, but nothing in your life is warranting it. And you are forced to feel these horrible feelings and these horrible emotional trips, and progesterone heals that. So I've been able to help men and women, and it's so important because I've been able to help people to see that men and women, we all make the same hormones but in different amounts, and that men also need progesterone, and that's why we've been missing it, because I think progesterone was always seen as a female hormone, but men have been able to recover from not only clinical depression but schizophrenia and bipolar disorder as well by simply taking progesterone cream. I've helped children who were hallucinating. If a child is hallucinating, their body is missing out on progesterone. A child shouldn't have to wait until their 18th birthday until they can take progesterone cream. If a young lady is young enough to have PMS or PMDD or hallucinate or experience self-cutting as a result of her chemical sadness, she is young enough to take progesterone. And I've been able to help families. And usually when the adult in the family is getting the help, then they begin to help other people in their family. So it's been very rewarding to see people heal, take charge of their health, and give our bodies what they need. This is preventative medicine. Conventional medicine waits for us to get in our disease state, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But preventative medicine, we are addressing what's missing. there's a reason that the body makes progesterone. We've discussed all of these reasons. And if the body doesn't have the progesterone that it needs, it's a big deal. And now we've learned to recognize which diseases are tied to a progesterone deficiency. Now we can clearly say not only does the progesterone deficiency cause the chemical sadness of clinical depression, bipolar disorder, and schizophrenia, but it's also linked to early termination of pregnancy in the first trimester. It's linked to endometrial and uterine cancers. So I just feel I'm very happy that we have this knowledge. Before, we would just suffer. But now, because we know that progesterone is so important, we can take what we need. My clients can take what they need. They can take charge of their health, and they can be healed. And I'm excited about it. And a lot of my clients, they want to hear this from their conventional doctor. Some people found me on YouTube as long as 10 years ago. And they were too afraid to do anything because they would go to their conventional doctor and they would be talked out of whatever I had told them about.
Exactly.
And they would be so discouraged. They would be told to detox or do this or do that or take whatever conventional medication. So I've had people who found me 5 and 10 years ago and they circle back and said, I did it the conventional way. It doesn't work. Can we try your way? And they're happy and they're ready. And I think this is the time with everything that's going on. We're in the biggest change of our history and of probably the history of the country. And I think people are open to things that we weren't open to before because everything's in limbo.
You know,
so this is the perfect time to shift.
It's amazing because all we hear about and on the news, in all the different news mediums, is wash your hands and wear a mask. It's so disempowering. There's no relationship to the fact that we need to get our immune system balanced, that we need to create healthy meals for our families, our children. There's no relationship to the truth with all of this, is that it's our immune system. It's our immune system. And what you're saying is on another level. There's no relationship to the fact that it's chemical. It's a chemical problem in terms of, I switched, it's a chemical problem in terms of depression. And then we can create balances. The same as we can very often support our health through nutrition and create this incredible resistance. I call it a shield, that we put up our shields against all the negatives, because through creating a nutrient balance. I want to ask you another question, and we discussed this last time, but I think it's important to go over it again. I'm going to throw out the word, and you can take it from there. Birth control pills. You know, we take birth control pills so we can have sexual relationships without worry. But in taking birth control pills, we slow down our thyroid, which ends up creating less sexual desire. So we're in this circle, but it also has psychological effects. Could you explain some of those to us?
Absolutely. And birth control pills, as you mentioned last week, Corinne, they break every rule of hormone balance that the late Dr. John Lee gave us. And those three rules of hormone balance are to take only the hormones that you need, either based on your symptoms or low lab results. The second rule is to, once you take hormones, make sure that you're taking them in their bioidentical natural forms and not synthetics. And then the third rule is to take hormones in the amounts that you need in order to achieve balance. And birth control pills break every single rule because, yes, we're taking it for the convenience to be able to have children when we want to, but there is an effect when we break the hormone balance rules. And so taking progesterone, and or synthetic progesterone, rather, and synthetic estrogens in these birth control pills are causing reactions in the body, just as you stated. It slows down the thyroid. And people who already have a sluggish thyroid from progesterone deficiency, they'll have even, you know, greater symptoms of hypothyroidism and even more constipation and even more depression and weight gain. All of this is a birth control pill that's making a bad situation worse. And so I believe that we have to find non-hormonal birth control options if becoming pregnant is a concern for us. And if people don't want to explore non-birth control options, they need to be told that their thyroid hormones can decrease as a result of birth control consumption and what that means in terms of symptoms and physical signs that can occur. And then also they need to be told about the link to cancer in birth control pills and how extra estrogen, when it's given, it contributes to cell multiplication or proliferation. And so we have to just be honest with ourselves, and we can't blindly ingest things anymore and not think that there is an effect. Because like you said earlier, nutrition is the foundation of good health. Nutrition, activated vitamins are turning our genes off and on, not synthetic hormones and not synthetic vitamins. We just need to get back to the basics and give our bodies what they need, and birth control pills are not what we need, and they are very harmful, and I will be glad when conventional medicine identifies this and stops prescribing them. And I think once they do that, I think that we're going to see a lot of diseases clear up, because there are a lot of diseases and conditions that are stemming from birth control consumption that we just think, oh, it's a part of the human experience. To be in a disease state is not a part of the human experience. We need to look at our behavior, our lifestyle choices, our diet, and the type of stress that we are subjecting ourselves to based on our life choices. So no to birth control pills, yes to Dr. John Lee's rules of hormone balance, and let's get back to the basics, and I think that our bodies will thank us for it.
I wanted to segue into a couple of things you brought up. I attended a conference. It was MAPS, the Medical Academy of Pediatric Special Needs. And there was a lecture given by Dr. Eric Balcavage. One of the things I can post on our Facebook page is it's published in Mitochondrion, and it was an article entitled Metabolic Features of the Cell Danger Response, written by Dr. Cavanaugh. And he said that was so fundamentally important paper, he's probably read it 200 times. Well, one of the things he's pointing out is how difficult it's been for us to recognize the problems with thyroid. And the point that he brings out in his lecture is that there are two types of low thyroid. One exists when the thyroid gland itself is dysfunctional. It's not able to function at its optimal production of thyroid hormones. But there's another type of low thyroidism, and that is in each and every cell in the body, in the peripheral tissue. So conventional medicine's been relying on TSH. Your doctor would have probably measured thyroid-stimulating hormone, TSH. But that's just a pituitary hormone, not a thyroid hormone, and it's a hormone that stimulates the thyroid to work more. So if TSH is going high, 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 conventional medicine says that the thyroid is not working as well as it could be. And if it gets high enough, you'll get supplemented with some thyroid. And if it doesn't, you're left to suffer. But with the understanding that low thyroid exists within the cell itself, a blood measure of TSH or even the hormones themselves, the active thyroid hormones, T4, which is like precursor to the active T3, those are in our bloodstream, but our body will struggle to keep those normal while sacrificing the thyroid activity inside the cell. And as we've been talking about mental health and psychiatric medicine, really, there have been so many instances of people having symptoms and given thyroid, only given inactive thyroid, the T4 component, and not getting resolution. And there have been some studies adding T3 or using whole thyroid with everything in it, a glandular product from an animal, and you see results. Do either of you want to interject anything from your observations at this point?
What I found is that my clients are very dissatisfied with conventional thyroid treatments, and that they go and they've done the conventional treatments, and some of my clients have still suffered from thyroid problems years after following the conventional protocol, so that there could be a practical application and there could be an improvement of health. My clients have been helped by Sammy, and Sammy actually ties in. I know I'm bringing it up a lot, but Dr. Balcavage, he mentioned that stress causes the downregulation of the D2, the enzyme responsible for producing T3 in the cell. And so that goes along with being stuck in fight or flight. If you're stuck in fight or flight, then interfere with the production of T3. And so a lot of people who have mental health problems, they have low circulating T3 levels, and because of this. But Dr. Lee mentioned that when someone has low progesterone and they have estrogen dominance, extra estrogen can actually interfere with the thyroid hormone interacting with its receptor. So that can also cause a sluggish thyroid or hypothyroidism condition. Even when T3 and T4 levels are normal, they're still not able to interact with their receptor, and so people are still having weight gain or muscle cramps or depression or even possibly a goiter. And so for people who have a sluggish thyroid, definitely they should look at their progesterone levels, and they should also look at taking SAMe as being able to turn off the stress response so that T3 activation isn't disturbed.
Now, I keep on going back to this because this is such a profound statement. I know you'll like this, Doris, is that Dr. Ali made a statement that he said the worst thing we ever did was name hormones sex hormones, because the minute they were named sex hormones, they could be trivialized. They could be giggled about. They could be told, well, why do you need that? You're older. Whereas we know that hormones react and are cell signalers. And they signal every single cell in the body, from the muscles to the heart to the brain. And they literally make up our physiology and our response relationships. So with that said, I'd like to talk a little more about progesterone, because when you were hearing voices, the first thing you did was you began progesterone. And the first thing that happened was that you silenced the voices. Can you explain that and explain some of the reactions and why progesterone worked for you and many of the people that you're working with?
Absolutely. I had been hallucinating since I was 16 years old, and I hallucinated until the age of 29 when I started taking large doses of progesterone cream. And that's when I discovered, wow, progesterone stops hallucinations. And just as you stated, Dr. Lee hated that progesterone was referred to as a sex hormone because it's so much more than that. It's also a neurosteroid. And once I started looking at the brain and how our brain cells communicate with each other, I found that sodium and potassium must be in balance with each other in order for nerve cell communication to take place. And estrogen and progesterone, they operate together to make sure that there is a proper balance. When progesterone becomes low in cellular fluid and in the brain, estrogen becomes high, and as a result, sodium becomes high in relation to potassium. And it's the excessive sodium that's actually causing the bulk of the chemical fatness. It's what's causing the hallucinations. And what was interesting, when I was working as a mental health worker, there was a client who hallucinated. They had no prior mental health diagnosis whatsoever, but they took it upon themselves to drink a salt water solution that they started doing after they visited the dentist. And so that showed me that someone who had no prior mental health problems, once they drank too much sodium than their body needed, it caused a hallucination. But not only that, we're always told, you know, not to drink seawater. And I started doing research of people who had drank seawater and they hallucinated. It's the sodium in the salt water that causes the hallucinations. It's the sodium in the brain of mentally ill people that's causing them to hear, see, touch, taste, and feel things. And it ties in directly with the progesterone deficiency. So it's really great that we can do things to heal, because progesterone is readily available. It's highly effective. And once you take it, sodium and potassium will be in the levels that they need to be, and people can stop being afraid. Because let me tell you, it's super scary to experience something. And if it's been happening since childhood, some people don't even recognize that the confusion or the hallucination that their brain is telling them, they don't even recognize that it's not real. And so it's so hard to be in reality when your brain is playing a different reality. And so it's so important for us to really find the people who have these imbalances and to correct them so that they can live. Everything that we've been talking about in stress, life in and of itself are bringing us stressful situations. We don't need the added stress of hearing demons or seeing dead people. And it's so wonderful that we can take progesterone cream to get rid of it.
This is a response of our body to stress. It's almost like bears hibernating. When there is too much stress, the cells understand that they need to downregulate. And so inside the cell, the thyroid hormone gets deactivated and changed into reverse T3. So it's like a human hibernation. Stress causes our body's metabolic functions to drop. One of the things this low and ineffective thyroid hormone causes, that ties into everything we've been saying, is that we get less methylation in our processes. And this is the exact thing that the methylfolate and the SAMe helps with. And one of the tests that have been devised, which actually we take as a inflammatory test, is homocysteine. And this homocysteine molecule, if we test for it in the blood, it shouldn't be there in large amounts. It's an intermediary between folate synthesis and SAMe synthesis. It's like we're in this conundrum where our thyroid is ineffective, dampened down. We were inflammatory, but we're not metabolically active. All of this is tuned down in a attempt to survive but not thrive. And if we're constantly in this stress mode, constantly downregulating our cells, this is what is leading to all sorts of chronic diseases and mental disorders.
So with that said, I'd like to circle back also. I'd like to see more in terms of patients, because what happens so often I see is that, and I just have a patient right now who's going through extreme stress for multiple reasons, And so he's gone to his doctor, who first gave him Librium to calm him down. And when that lasted for a while, he then now has given him Prozac. But yet no attempt at creating balances. And I see that left and right. Very, very often with women, but also with men. So it seems like any kind of psychological disorder is immediately responded to with a chemical. So Doris, could you give us some examples of how individuals were able to circumvent the chemicals and create a degree of healing in their bodies?
Great question, Corinne. Absolutely. If anyone has an autoimmune disease, such as the thyroid autoimmune diseases, such as Hashimoto's or Graves' disease, both of those autoimmune diseases are caused by a stress response that simply will not shut off. And I know I keep mentioning SAMI, but it's not being prescribed, and it should. Because when your immune system is going crazy, that's what can happen. And a whole host of autoimmune diseases can occur. It just so happens that if the thyroid gland is attacked, then you will have Hashimoto's. And then if B cells, they create too much of the, it's called TSI, the antibody, then that's going to cause Graves' disease. Wherever your immune system attacks, this will dictate what disease is expressed, and SAMI is what is missing because SAMI will tell your immune system to stop attacking itself. The body thinks that we're in a crisis. It's great to have a white blood cell creation. It's great to have white blood cells released during a time of stress, in the event that, you know, our skin is cut. It's good to have that defense mechanism built in. But the problem is that white blood cell activation is only supposed to last for minutes or a couple of hours at most. But what's happening in autoimmune diseases such as Hashimoto's and Graves' disease is we're looking at white blood cell activation that's been going for 2, 3, 4, and 5 decades. And the reason that the immune system simply hasn't shut off is because SAMe is missing. The cortisol is there. Cortisol is supposed to turn off fight or flight, but only if SAMe can do it. So anyone who has an autoimmune disease, even if it's MS, lupus, eczema, alopecia, see, the immune system can attack any place. If it's attacking the myelin sheath in your body, you're going to have multiple sclerosis. If it attacks your thyroid gland, you're going to have Hashimoto's. If it attacks the organs throughout your body, you're going to have lupus. This is different manifestations of the same problem of missing SAMI, and therefore your body's immune system is attacking itself. Conventional medications do not turn off fight or flight. Only SAMI, together with cortisol, and most of us aren't deficient in cortisol, but SAMI together with cortisol will tell your white blood cells to calm down and to stop attacking the body. Because after a while, when the system has been going on for so long, it becomes an attack. And it can be deadly. And there are things that people can do by taking the SAMI that their bodies need to stop that emergency stress response.
I hadn't heard that before about SAMI and autoimmune diseases. That's blowing me away.
Exactly.
When you have the cell danger response, and I think that's what we're talking about all the way through this, is the things you can do. There are things you can do by improving your diet that will give you some of the nutrients, but often we can't do that with diet alone. We're so depleted, and unfortunately, our food has become depleted. Our soil is depleted. We can't get everything we need from our diet these days. Then we have the stress component, like we're experiencing right now with lockdowns and avoidance of people and having to stay at home and mask and not have the social interactions that we as humans really need to thrive. So all these things, and then we have genetic weaknesses where we may need extra, not only the average amount, which we're not getting, we might need extra nutrients because of our genetic background. We need super amounts of a particular thing, and we're just not getting it. So we've come a long way to unraveling stuff. The thing that shocks me and makes me quite sad is that you have to walk away from conventional medicine and have to find this out on your own, or find the rare individuals like you, Doris, that has spent time and energy and hours of your life, not only to help yourself, but then you extend this to other people that you work with, and go beyond the pale to try to get the word out that there are solutions. So it's a sadness for me that we've made it so difficult for people to try to understand their bodies.
I would like to make a list of how people would begin and give it to the audience. I know that you began with progesterone, minimal understanding of diet or nutrition, but you began with progesterone. How would you suggest people should begin?
Great question, Corinne. I think people should begin based on what their most pressing symptoms are. So if someone is hearing what they feel are demons, if they are so depressed, if their chemical sadness is so great that they are afraid that they will take their life, then progesterone supplementation is the most important thing to quickly stabilize them. So I would start there. However, if someone isn't experiencing those symptoms, but their anxiety is through the roof, and they can't drive anymore, or they can't go outside, or they feel that they're on the verge of a nervous breakdown, or they have some obsessive compulsive behaviors that are, you know, really destroying their lives, then that individual should start with SAMI.
Mm-hmm.
What's amazing, and just like Carol was saying, is that we need extra mega doses of these supplements because they've been deficient for so long. So once people understand that we need high doses of progesterone for the emotional symptoms associated with many diseases, and we need SAMI for the anxiety stress-regulated conditions, then we're going to see a lot of conditions clear up, because those two things alone control hundreds of processes within the body. And when we understand that, we see that hundreds of processes are derailed because they are missing. And anyone who's out there, they really can take charge of their health by giving their bodies the progesterone that they need and the SAMI that they need. And the great news is that both supplements can be purchased without a prescription from most health food stores and online. And if you have a preventative medicine-minded licensed medical professional that you have access to, they can work with you. But now, SAMI and progesterone hasn't been suggested to conventional doctors. So if you go there, they may try to talk you out of it.
Exactly. But where does folate come in this sequence?
Great question. Folate comes in. We get folate, vitamin B9, from our diet. It's an essential vitamin that we can only get from foods. And what happens is we have folate activating genes. And many of us who have low SAMI and low progesterone, we actually have problems activating folate because we have defective genes. Not only that, many of us aren't even eating enough folate because nobody told us that it mattered. And this actually ties in with what Carol was saying earlier, where homocysteine is high. Homocysteine is high because of one of two things. Either methylfolate is missing, or because B12 is missing. Because activated folate, methylfolate, B12, and homocysteine are needed to make SAMI. And I believe that what we're looking at when we look at a lot of anxiety disorders, heart failure, congestive heart failure, adrenal insufficiency, autoimmune diseases and mental illness, what we're looking at, we're looking at a form of malnutrition that is linked to low levels of activated B9, low methylfolate. And the reason for this is genetic. This is how it passes in families, because genetic methylfolate activating genes are passed from parent to child. Also, poor eating habits of not eating enough dietary folate are passed through families as well. And people are struggling, and they just think, oh, this is the way life is. Grandma committed suicide. My uncle, he's on drugs. This person's depressed. This is life. And we start rationalizing that we had bad upbringings. But what we don't realize is that we have relatives who are struggling to live because they're malnourished by their own bodies. People who have these conditions, we are suffering greatly. And I realize that this is a huge problem. Before, I just thought, mental illness, we're one individual community. But once I realized that autoimmune disease and congestive heart failure and anxiety disorders, they're all interconnected, I realized that we're suffering from the same form of malnutrition in a sense. So it's really empowering that there are things that we can do to be healthy. We can take the mega doses of the vitamins, hormones, and nutrients that we need, and we can truly heal. And all of this ties in with what Dr. Hoffer said. Anybody that was doing something preventative, it falls in line with the activated methylfolate. And I think if everybody looks at the fight or flight process, it becomes extremely clear what's going on and why it's so incredibly dangerous. We know that blood sugar levels increase being stuck in fight or flight, and all of that is tied to insulin resistance. Everything's just interconnected. But we just have to get back to taking the progesterone, because that's missing. Take the SAMe, because that's missing. And then once those two things are stabilized, take the methylfolate with the B12. This goes into diet. Everybody wants to be vegan, and I'm sorry, I get why people go that route, because a lot of people have digestive disorders. So then you think you're supposed to eat salads, when we need methionine and we need B12 to feel good. And those are so heavy in animal products. So if people can't handle animal products, instead of saying, oh, those are horrible, let's look at why digestion is so bad. But that's it. Poor methylfolate production in the body leads to low SAMe, which leads to low progesterone. And we have hundreds of diseases, including cancers, autoimmune diseases, mental health disorders, that are stemming from these three simple things, because it causes absolute chaos in the body, because nothing is independent in the body. Everything's interconnected, but there are things we can do to be healthy. SAMe works for anxiety. SAMe stops the immune system from attacking itself. Progesterone balances the effects of estrogen. Progesterone balances hallucinations, and it stops hallucinations, and it stops mood swings, and it stops mental illness. And people need to take it, and our conventional doctors aren't telling us this. It's not enough to just go take some medication and hope that these problems will go away. There is no replacement on earth for methylfolate, for SAMe, or for progesterone. You must take those supplements. You must take high amounts. Just like Carol said, you have to take what your body needs for, physiological balance, so that your body can experience health and experience healing. Once you do that, your body will heal, and it will thank you for it. And you'll be like, oh my gosh, I have recovered from diseases that I was told they were incurable.
And
these
forever?
Diseases are curable. And
you know,
forever, exactly.
Forever. Now, you just heard, folks. You just heard something really powerful. You heard why we invited her back. Because you got it. Because she's so empowering and so knowledgeable and supports the individual. And she exemplifies taking charge of your own health. This whole quest began because of what she was experiencing. And she looked at her life and said, do I want to be here? And then figured a way out. Fortunately, you're not alone. Unfortunately, she was, but she rose to the challenge. And now you have people like her, like Doris King, like me, like Carol, who can assist you in this quest. But it is your quest, and it is essential that you take up the challenge for your presence, for your future, for your children, for those around you who love you. So, guess what? Time flies when we're having fun.
Having fun.
So, Doris, I want to thank you. And I want to name again your YouTube, because I gained so much out of watching your YouTube channel. And it's youtube.com/Doris King Online. You do that, you're going to get lists of talks on different subjects with people asking her real-time questions. So we're right at the end. Carol, you got 2 seconds.
Oh, this has been so inspirational. Doris, we've covered a lot, but when you have more to say, please call us.
Thank you. Yeah, hey, this is a third invite. Wow. Okay.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
So we'll be back next week. Thank you again. Bye-bye.
Bye.
In conclusion, I'd like to say, remember, this information is not an attempt to diagnose or a substitute for treatment. As always, we urge you to take this and all other information we share with you up with your healthcare practitioner. Clearly, this comes under the category of taking charge of your health. You can hear this program in its entirety on my Facebook, Corinne Fornari, RPA CCN, or on Take Charge of Your Health Facebook page, Take Charge of Your Health. My website is fornarihealth.com, and my office number is 212-219-0700. That's 212-219-0700. And I know many of you noticed that beautiful music, a big change. My brother's group wrote it for me. Left Hook from Redding, California. Their website is Redding Left Hook. Really special. Thank you so much for spending this time with us, and we'll be back next week. Bye-bye.